It's another Ag News Update. Well, all eyes are on the Brazilian soybean crop. Why? More after this.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
How hard hit is the Brazilian soybean crop? Greg McBride with Allendale.
Right now, the USDA is saying they took off 2 million tons. They're at 161 million, and that's still a little bit higher than what some of the private analysts here in the U.S. were saying. You were anywhere from about 2.8 million tons lower to about 3.5 million tons lower. I'm kind of in that camp that I think that number is going to continue to come down a little bit. But right now, it's tough for the USDA to make that assumption because the prime time, the biggest time for yield determination and production for that bean crop in Brazil is going to be in that first 2 weeks of January. So until we get to, let's say, until we get into about maybe the 15th to the 20th of December, we aren't even going to get forecasts that give us an idea of what that first couple of weeks of January look like. So for right now, we can't really get too excited about it. The USDA has recognized a potential problem, but they aren't willing to really overstep at this point with the idea that if the rains do show up, they may have to go the other way. I still do think that we're going to see that number come down a little bit, but we won't truly know for about 3 to 5 weeks before we can really make that judgment.
It's another Ag News Update.